We're going to study a piece of the Maharal in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Yud Dalet, where he discusses the Medrash on Atem Nitzavim Kulchem Hayom. So Nitzavim means not just to be standing, but it means to have something that's firmly implanted. And the Medrash, as described by Rashi, says that Bnei Yisrael, coming from the Klalos, coming after the Telchacha, were despondent. Rashi says, quoting the Medrash, Hayriku Pneyam. They all became pale. They were completely depressed. Amru, they said, Miyuchal Lamoid Ba'elu. Who can survive this Torah and this Tochacha, which will come if we don't observe the mitzvahs perfectly? What will happen to us? So Moshe Rabbeinu responds and says, You're not perfect. You haven't been perfect. Many, many, many times you have shown that you will indeed err. And yet, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. So you have seen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be merciful, and you have seen that He will not abandon you. Medrash goes on to say, more than that which is brought by Rashi, that's the difference between the Jewish people and other nations. That when we experience the pain of Tochacha, when we experience God's rebuke, we don't reject Him. We don't try to escape from Him. On the contrary, we turn back toward Him. We have great contrition, we repent, and we draw close to Him, which is the reason for the painful rebuke to begin with. Whereas other nations don't return in repentance, they don't do this teshuvah. In the words of the Medrash, Mevatin Bahem, Ve'enam Mazkirin Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch. So we're going to start on page Pei He, after he quotes this Medrash. Page Pei He in these editions of the Netzach Yisrael. It's toward the end of Perek Yud Dalet of Netzach Yisrael. The second column on page Pei He, line 5. Be'aru bazeh ki ha'adam yachshav ki ha'yisurin shehem ba'im al Yisrael l'chaloysam. One might mistakenly think that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does when He brings painful punishments upon the Jewish people is that it is intended, God forbid, to destroy the Jewish nation. Of course not. Adarabba, on the contrary. Ba'im l'taher, they're coming to purify us. U'lenakais za'am asachet, to cleanse away all of the dirt, all of the decay of sin within us. V'dem l'zahav, it's like one purifies gold, sheyesh bo sig, where the gold has dross that is drawn out. Im adam mitzarfa ba'esh, when you heat up the gold, it'll separate out the dross, the imperfections. Nase zach v'hu kiyuma. Then it becomes pure, and that is how you maintain it, and that's how you get the pure gold. L'kach, therefore, ka'asher ha'yisurim bo'im al Yisrael. When we are experiencing painful punishments, ha'yisurim mezachachin osam min hachet. Those painful experiences are intended to purify us from chet. And that's what they do. They cleanse our souls. We respond by turning back and by clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bazahim devukim bo yisbarach u'maskir in shmo. What we do in response is cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call out His name, and we become even more strong in faith than before. Aval ha'umas, But in the case of the Ummah Sa'olam, She'ein lahem zichuch klal, they don't have the purity to begin with. They don't have zichuch. They don't have the nefashos that Klal Yisrael has. They don't have the pure neshamos that Klal Yisrael has. So because of that, they're not able to ever gain the purity that we will have as a result of responding to pain, because they never had the purity to begin with. She'ein lahem zichuch klal ba'atzma, they're not intrinsically pure and holy. Therefore, ein ha'yisurim mizachachim nafsham. As a result, the pain does not purify their souls, and they respond typically. They don't respond with repentance. They don't respond with contrition and in religiousness. So, ultimately, they deserve to be destroyed. They are very, very deep. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Makos on Klal Yisrael, it's not Chas V'Shalom for the purpose of destroying us. It's not meant to hurt us. It's all for our benefit. He writes in a few lines, he says, that's why when the Torah in the Tochacha in B'chut Kosai says, V'yosafti liyasra eschem, sheva al chatoseichem, it doesn't mean, God forbid, seven times what you deserve. On the contrary, the Maral says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to respond with one measure for measure for what we've done wrong, we wouldn't survive. We wouldn't be able to last. It would completely obliterate and destroy us. Sheva al chatoseichem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to divide that punishment and the severity into seven segments that will be sustainable, that we should be able to sustain what He meets out in punishment. Because if He brought it all at once, then we would not be able to survive. So he's saying that the whole idea of what we read in the Tochacha about HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us in multiple of seven, it's because He is trying to make it that we can sustain and that we should be able to bear the punishments and not, God forbid, that the nation should be wiped out. So this is what the Tochacha that comes before Parshas Nitzavim told Am Yisrael. Only we only heard the harshest of the Tochacha, and now Moshe Rabbeinu responds and says, don't fear, Atem Nitzavim, you're able to stand, not only survive, but you're able to stand spiritually because of these punishments. They ultimately purify you. They ultimately gain for you the position of closeness to the Almighty that you once had. They reestablish you. They are, as the Gemara says, Yisurin Shel Ahava. If they bring about greater religiousness in you, if they bring about a greater amount of closeness to God, then they are actually very good. They are painful, but they're good for you. And that's what Nitzavim implies. Let's turn over the page and move to the top of page Pei Vav. The Amar. Kasher Shamu Hamakos Horiku Pnehem Amru Mi Yuchalamid b'chol elu hamakos. Who can survive all these makos? Am Yisrael said. V'alze amar Moshe lahem ki hagoyim hamakos shemev Yakadosh Baruch Hu aleihem mechalim moisa. Indeed, other nations that are smitten, they are destroyed. There are so many nations and cultures and people who have literally been wiped off the map. Why? Ki ein lagoyim mitzad atzmam neshama k'doisha. They don't have intrinsically the holy neshama that Am Yisrael has. al Hashem Yisburach, shehi kiyum hanefesh. They don't have a natural bond. They don't have a natural affinity and identity with Hashem the way Am Yisrael does. And after all, it's that bond with, it's that unique oneness with God that sustains our nefesh, that sustains our soul. They don't automatically cry out in faith the way we will, because they don't have this dveikus to Hashem Yisbarach. Ein lehem hadveikus el Hashem Yisbarach hamekayim akol. Avol Yisrael yesh lehem dveikus im Hashem Yisbarach hamekayim akol. We have this special clinging, this unique bond with Hashem, who is sustaining all life. Ubishvil kach kasher yisurin boim aleihem salik mehem hachet. So therefore, the chet and the guilt is removed. Val yedei ze yesh lehem dveikus el Hashem Yisbarach, and we reestablish our closeness to Hashem. Ulekach maskirin shemo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we will cry out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just to help. They cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because now they have renewed faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, renewed trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a renewed sense of commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a renewed sense of that there is nothing but, and not, nothing is important but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu HaDeveikus HaZeh. So therefore, these painful, painful punishments ultimately sustain us. They give us kiyum. They cause us to be able to stand. They give us our permanent nature in this world. Because the yisurim are coming to remove our guilt of chet, which is accidental, which is inadvertent sin, pesha, which is intentional sin, and they are removed of all of our sins. We are cleansed of our sins, cleansed of averos, and therefore one with Hashem again. We are one with the Ribbono Shel Olam again. So Moshe is just explaining that it's not just punishment. It's a way of refining us, a way of giving us longevity, causing us to be an eternal nation, capable of that soulful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only possible if the soul is cleansed. And for that reason it says, Atem Nitzavim. Because Nitzavim doesn't just mean that you're standing. Nitzavim means you have permanence. You have a stand that will last. It means something that is well, you know, implanted, well founded, so that it will not be removed, so that it's impregnable. V'medrash zeh bolotareitz, ki hatzaros v'haparaniyos sheboim al Yisrael begolusam, al tomah shehem boim l'chalaisam. The Medrash's point is, don't ever think that we are a people destined to be destroyed, or that the punishments are intended to ever bring us to that point of destruction. Though it's true the Jewish people seem to be, again and again, punished by God, where we almost are wiped out. Commission is boy. But God forbid that we should actually be wiped out. Never. Other nations, yes. But not Am Yisrael. So, it's interesting. He says, we are the people who are most endangered. We are closest to being punished. We are the most vulnerable. We're the ones where the sensitivity to what we do or don't do is such high sensitivity that the response of heaven is so proximal, that the response of heaven is so often felt by us and with such severity. But that's not to say that it's meant to destroy us. It's an interesting point because, you know, this is, you know, the nations of the world say, look at what these Jews have suffered. If they're the righteous people, if they're the chosen people, is this what they have as their chosenness? And the answer is yes. Yes, indeed. We are chosen to be Hashem's nation, and to be Hashem's nation means we have to be a pure people. The purification process means that when we are errant, we suffer the consequences immediately. We suffer the consequences with more immediacy, perhaps, than others, or with greater consequence than others, but not ever will that mean that we're destroyed. Rather, we take corrective measures. We turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lekach nimshulu Yisrael la'ofar. Now he says a fascinating thing. This is the reason why Am Yisrael is compared to the dust of the earth. Mi mana afar Yaakov, Bilam said. Why? Ki ha'afar hu betachlis hamata. It's the lowest, it's underfoot, it's very, very humble, but it's also very basic. And you can't knock it down, it is down. You can't bring it down, it is already so low. V'yesh lo kiyum yoser me hakol. Ki ha'ofer hu betachlos hamata v'yesh lo kiyum yoser me hakol. It's long-lasting, it doesn't go anywhere, it can't be destroyed. It is not vulnerable to destruction. V'lo yishe'en ha'ofer kala. Not only is it that the offer isn't destroyed, rak mechala barzel. On the contrary, it is able to ultimately destroy iron, which will rust. In other words, the earth, and being compared to the dust of the earth, means that we're permanent, means that we're lasting, and it means that while others will be destroyed, like the barzel and the mateches, like metal and iron, that will disintegrate in the earth, we, the people, like earth, Am Yisrael, the people, like earth, will be forever. Mi mana afar Yaakov. V'hisbar l'cho, so it's explained, ki af im Yisrael krevim heim l'kabel oynish yaser, while the Jewish people might be the people closest to being punished most often, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to, so to speak, let it go. That's because he wants to purify us. Yet at the same time, Mikol Mokum HaKilyon Ein Behem, but destruction will not occur. V'lo Shayach Zeh Behem Kla. Not even in the cards. Not possible. We are the Am Nitzchi, we are an eternal nation, and eternity is coming because of the purity we achieve. And the purity is achieved through what we experience in the Teuchacha. V'adraba HaPuronis V'Hatzaris Sheba Aleim Hukiyumam. That's what stands us in good stead forever. That's Atem Nitzavim. That's the powerful word Nitzavim. You stand, you will always stand in good stead, and it's because of those fearful or fearsome punishments, those dreadful punishments, that cause you to respond positively and bring you back to your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that only you can have. Therefore, atem nitzavim kulchem hayoyim, and that's why you will forever be before God, Am Yisrael, a nation that will never be destroyed, but a nation that gains this eternity through having the relationship in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu
brings about? What are these terrible klalos and tough times? So that we turn ourselves around and then again go on for all eternity to be Hashem's chosen nation, Am Segula.